that's made out of the blood, like blood sausage. Sometimes called black pudding or something.
What did you
take? A lot of these things I'm not even familiar with. Did you ever take or have you ever heard of anybody taking the juice of head cheese? By the way, head cheese is what they make from the head of a pig.
Yeah.
It's done by boiling.
I got what it, what?
Okay, take the juice of the head of a cheese or the liver sausage and stir it in with cornmeal or something like that. Have you ever heard of any kind of people using a recipe like that?
Mm-hmm.
Nah. It doesn't appeal to you too much.
Not in the United States.
Okay, suppose that you had kept your butter too long, just the butter, and it didn't taste good. What would you say happened to it?
Spoil.
Okay, is there another word you might use that in terms of
sour
butter?
No, I don't know.
You ever heard someone like when mayonnaise turns yellow, they say it gets?
No.
You ever heard the term rancid?
No.
Okay. Thick, sour milk. It's that, you know, when milk goes bad, it gets big chunks of stuff on top. What do they call
mold.
It?
Mold.
Well, it's white. And mold is good, usually.
Sour, I don't know. I don't know what you call it.
Okay, you ever taste the milk that was bad?
Yeah.
And it just tasted real sour and everything?
Right.
It had curdles on it. Yeah, did you ever have a name for that? Did you ever hear
no.
your mom call it? Clabbered milk or curdled milk?
No.
Okay, what kind of cheese could you make from milk that had soured like that? Have you ever heard of
blue
that?
Cheese.
Blue?
Munster?
No, that's okay. How about, I don't know, maybe. Okay. You ever heard of clabber?
No.
Okay. In raw milk, you know, having it has impurities in it, what do you got to do to get those impurities out of it?
Pasteurize it.
Okay, well, what would you do before you even do that?
Strain it.
Okay. What kind of a dish is it baked? And it's made out of apples and has a crust on top, sometimes in a square dish.
Apple pie, apple strudel.
All right, all right. Is there any other names you might think of that?
Not that I would call it.
Okay, if somebody has a good appetite, you might say he sure likes to put away his
food.
Okay. What might you call the sweet liquid that you pour over a pudding?
Sweet liquid that you pour over pudding.
What would you call?
Whipped cream.
Oh, okay. Well, what would you call, a liquid that you'd put over potatoes or something?
Ketchup.
Okay. What about
sour cream?
Well, all right. If you had ice cream, okay, and you want to put a liquid on top of your ice cream, what'd you call it?
Chocolate syrup.
Okay. What do you call food taken between regular meals?
Snacks.
Okay, any other thing that you might do?
Munchies.
Okay. How about, munchies, is that a relatively new term?
Yeah, 5 years.
5 years?
Nothing my parents use.
Right. I was gonna say, that's pretty new in my vocabulary.
Yeah.
All right. Fill in this blank. I will blank breakfast at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yesterday at that time I had already.
Mm-hmm.
And last week I've.
8.
Okay.
I've or I?
Last week I.
8.
Okay. Okay. What do people drink for breakfast?
Coffee, milk, juice.
Okay. And if you're really thirsty and it's just in the middle of the day and you don't want to go to a lot of trouble, the best thing to do is to get you to drink what?
Coke. What was that again?
If you're really thirsty, you need to take on a lot of fluid and you don't want to go to a lot of trouble doing it, what's the best thing to drink?